Start. I do not know you, but I know I send preemptively, barely having started. Slip away from chirps and faces, pretend e-life, and should, dragged and dropped this far, shed these testaments, coded as policy. So not to take the old town for my headquarters, converge forces to liberty, don't know why I defend my God so hard. It's not for love or place or history, but I do. I sometimes take things too far. And because I'm a taker by nature, I am suspicious, exhausted, on guard, against taxed refunds, friendships, erasures. The line that all the lives we've lost were good men, they had families, and whatever music helps me remember what it would have been like to be a child, what is still hardly the same as having a childhood, a game that, albeit not digital, is interactive, over, not played out. This command line does nothing to dispel my fear of the program, animal doubt that a hermeticum could state its aim, or else, as haunting, know what it's about, access denied, a bell whose brightest shame is the Medusa it feels with each wave, its silent strands too terrible to name, or perhaps too enigmatic to save. Napoleonic sovereignties that write to tell me not to bathe, so I won't bathe. The program expresses a deficit, not desire per se, but a need to drive, like my kids live here, the autopilot within telling me, or told from the hive, not to mind the buzz, for I want, and don't, to be a part of everything I love. The wave, the drift, the familiar tone, the sincere distance in which I, quaking, see a God metaphor taking me home and demanding thanks for all it's taking. So the future might speak of us as more than our forever prisoners and kings. Confusion over what a name is for, prompting some to drop letters from a word, efface themselves, there is no I in Lord, and focus on the ballrooms we preferred, fathers dancing like something they once read about, though it's not the music I heard yesterday, it's here. No one ever said this would be the music of tomorrow. While I watch and wait for the page to load, observe the grand mal election, borrow time from a future always listening in on our calls and responses, anno-dominated models that hiss and sing, self-contained and Isis-knotted, i.e., a worship-worthy Koopa King of Kings. It is not the pod that walkmanning we hold fast to, the pod surrounds us, says no way, no way to the Father but through me. But I jumped those platforms ages ago, scrolled through others, almost bought, didn't buy, what most of them were selling, magic or money, pedestrians talking on the fly to the air on the go, while I wanted not to want, without any loss of I. An image arrested and remanded, the voice converted into microtones and transmitted, lossless, compressed, granted, no atoning for. No one to atone. Instead, I find our networks look like us. If I have trouble signing in or on, it plays into the game when I request, iteratively, the same computer to remind me what my password is. Like begging mercy of a predator. The bird eats the bee stings the bird. The syntax of stones requires no error. The world has big plans. And won't say a word, unless the interrogation's enhanced. With apostrophe, the silence I've heard met by leaving out little left chance. The script allowing limited contracts between zeros and ones, space and time, tense, swarms, though once stung on the mouth, I stung back. And somewhere in between, the private way, as I whisper the Queen's name, my voice cracks awesomely, or else, nothing left to say. I take the credit, opt to level up and out, beat the game, keep myself in play. Which might mean, I like to think, to usurp my instincts, to cultivate compassion for our worst, to activate an inert insurgency within over Jordan when, outscored in the present's future past, I no longer hear any discord in God demanding that we worship him as a god. The false choice between death and fun, electric chair, is stress. So you shouldn't try his hand with rest. Run.